Hello, thank you very much for being here with us to learn about Bitachon. It is the 15th of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet, November 28th, 2023. And today's main topic is going to be Hishtadlus. What is Hishtadlus? It's the efforts we put forth as human beings to try to secure all of our needs. And as you know, we mentioned from time to time how the Rambam classifies human challenges, especially based on Eov's experiences, as being with parnasa. It has to do with the money we make. Enough money and food, livelihood, that's one area of life that we have sometimes difficulties with, but Hashem takes care of us. Then there are our children and other relationships we have. And then there's our health, having to do with our ability to function with all the different systems of our body working properly. Hishtadlus impacts all three. And that's what we're going to explore today, because it is an area of ambiguity. People sometimes ask, how do I know how much hishtadlus to do, how much effort I should put forth? And it's a monumental, very popular question, a common dilemma. When do I stop trying from my vantage point and put it into Hashem's lap? What is considered enough? What's considered too much effort? So let's start with how we ended last time. The great Mesillas Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, tells us that Bitachon is Sheyashlich Yehovo al Hashem Legamre, is that a person should cast his burden on Hashem totally. That makes it sound like whatever I need, Hashem will take care of it. What need is there for me to actually exert any energy or invest any time or emotions? Hashem will just give everything to me. Don't worry, we're going to qualify that soon, because we do have to try. But how does a person reach this ability to cast, to hurl his or her burden on Hashem? All those things that are too difficult for me to accomplish, I will put it in your lap, Hashem. How does a person actually attain that level to be able to do that? It's because the person needs to know, once it becomes abundantly clear, ki vadai, that it is impossible. Vadai efsher sheyechzar la'adam ma shenikzav lo. It is definitely impossible that it will be missing for a person what was set for him. In other words, if Hashem wants me to have something or a certain amount of whatever it is, it could be intangible or tangible, it is impossible that I won't have it. If Hashem wants me to have that amount of money, I will have that. If he wants me to have a positive relationship with that person, I will have that. If he wants me to be healthy, I will have that. And we have a right, by the way, to ask Hashem and to trust in Hashem and to work toward those ends. Like the Chazal said, the rabbis told us, the Mamreim, in their statement in the Gemara in Be'a, Dr. Zion, call mizonosa shel adam, all of a person's food, all of a person's income, ketzuvim lo me'rosh hashanah v'chulu, they're all set, they're predestined how much a person is going to have. And we know that there's the famous discussion in the Gemara, it says in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, that the world is judged on different times of the year for different precious commodities and needs, but yet on Rosh Hashanah, every person who goes in front of Hashem, it's kibnei maron, like sheep. And the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, when he quotes Chazal about this, it's in the Gemara, in the back of the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, each individual is judged how much of all of those needs, of those commodities, those supplies of food and everything else, will each person have. That's on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means we go in front of Hashem, kivnei maron, like sheep. The world supply is judged, for example, in Sukkot, how much rain there's going to be for the world. The fruits of the tree, that's Shavuos. And Tavua, the grains, other produce, that's Pesach. But Rosh Hashanah, that's each person is scrutinized and examined, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that decree. And it is said how much we're going to have. Of course, we're able to change things, it says. Yiras Hashem tosif yomim, we can add on days, we can have better health than was originally decreed, but initially and formally it is decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Bechein Amru, and also it says the Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Ches, No person even touches what has been prepared for the other person. Afilu kimelo nima, even a hair's breadth. That means people often feel animosity toward each other. There's resentment between people. Why? It's because people are jealous. Why are they jealous? Because sometimes I might think, why does that person have what he or she has? I could have had that, or I should have that. Well, it says right here in the Gemara, Yuma, no person is able to even touch what belongs to someone else. That means if that person has that, it is off limits to me. And if I have what I have, it's off limits to other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have that. Afilu kimelo nima. So what I need to do is turn the lens, focus, get it in perspective, and realize that people are not taking my stuff. They're not being unfair to me. I shouldn't be paranoid that I'm lacking because other people are taking whatever it is, my job, my money, my tranquility, whatever it is. It is supposed to be there. Those challenges are supposed to be here. It's how I deal with them. That's the question. But I have ownership of that. I can look at it and say, I will be upbeat and I will smile and I will deal with this. I'll work through it. I will not be crushed because someone has something that I don't have that I think I should have. So the question is, why hishtadlus? Why is it that we need to work? Uchavar hoya adam yachol lihiyos yoshev avato. The Maseiros Yesharim tells us, hypothetically, technically, a person should be able to sit and do nothing or whatever he wants to do, vacation all the time. Vagzeira hoysam is kayemes. And the decree would have been fulfilled. Maybe vacation isn't such a healthy thing, as it says in the Maseches Ksubos. Batola mevila de zima, mevila de shiamum. When people just have nothing to do, it brings toward immorality, chas v'shalom. It brings toward losing one's peace of mind. But maybe I could go learn in the Beis Medrash all day and not go to work. For some people, that is their umnus, toras umnusto. But not everybody has that chelik. So why isn't it that I can be Yoshev Bata? Why can't I just sit and not work toward having a livelihood? And it's going to happen. If it's decreed, then it's decreed. Nobody can violate that. I thought we just said a few minutes ago that if it's decreed for that person, I will not be able to access it. And if I'm supposed to have it, nobody will be able to violate that. So what is there a need for me to work? That's because there was a knas, a sort of penalty, a fine, imposed on all human beings. Meaning, there's a decree that we have to put forth effort. And that's called hishtadlus. Well, by the way, once it is that way, then we have to be happy with it. We need to make peace with it and realize this is how the world is. And we can have yishuv das as we work through everything we need to do. Well, Omar said in Bereishis Gimel, what did Hashem tell Adam? Bezeas apecha tochal lechem. You will eat food, you will eat bread. How? With the sweat of your brow. That means you need to exert effort. You need to break a sweat. You need to be mishtadel. We all need to work toward having an income and a livelihood. And all of our needs, we have to put forth some effort. Asher al-Kain, that therefore, says the Maseiros Yesharim, Chayav Adam lihishtadel, a person is obligated to endeavor, to put forth effort. Now listen to this terminology. Eze hishtadlus. Some type of effort. The person has to, it's like discharging an obligation. To be yotze, this knas that was put on humankind, we have to do something. We have to exert effort. We have to be mishtadel. Litzorech parnasaso. The need of his livelihood. And I'm just extending that to all the challenges of life. In order to work on relationships, in order to work on our health. As you know, if you've been with us for the last 73 or 74 weeks, we learned the Orchos Tzadikim, it'll come up again in Mirtz Hashem, when it has to do with all areas of life. For example, refuah. I can't just sit there and say, well, it's decreed whether I'll be healthy or not. So therefore, the health is going to come. It'll come marching through the front door, that healthfulness. No, I'm supposed to go ahead and procure medicine. And also look for a good doctor or a team of doctors if necessary. But what is that effort classified as? That's what's called Eizeh Hishtadlus. It is discharging the obligation that Hashem said we have to do. Shekein Gozer HaMelech HaElyon. That's what the lofty king Hashem decreed. That's the way the world is. Vareze Kemas. Behold, this is like a tax. He compares it to a tax. Shapareya Kol Hamin Hu'anoshi. That all of the human species pays this tax. Asher Ein Lehimalitz Mimenu. That one cannot escape from it. It is inevitable. If you've driven on toll roads, you know what it means, a toll booth. It used to be that you stop and drop coins into it. I don't think they have them anymore. I'm not sure. But the point is, you don't say, oh, the main event of the day of my journey is that toll booth. That's going to occupy my mind and my effort and everything. I'm absolutely enamored by this toll booth and obsessed. I'm fixated on it. No. That's a tax. Well, it's the same thing with the tax called Hishtadlus. We're not supposed to be obsessed with the Hishtadlus that we're doing. It's not supposed to take over our lives and worry us and make us preoccupied, just like paying the tax at the toll booth. That's just a way to keep going so I can drive on the road. The journey on the road is the main thing, not the toll booth. Well, it's the same thing here. The Hishtadlus that we do, it's a tax that we pay. But what is the main focus? No, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care of us once we do the Hishtadlus. Now, granted, some of this takes time, as we're going to learn later. But we shouldn't think that that is what motive. That's what gets us going. We shouldn't think that shouldn't be what motivates us, certainly. But it's also, that's not what activates. That is not what accomplishes. It's something we have to do. But once we do it, and we were Yotzei, this type of effort, then Hashem is the one who sends us the bountiful bracha. It's not because I paid that tax, because I dropped the money in the toll booth. That is the reason that I'm being successful on my trip. No, that's just a means to that end. Al kein derfor amar, they said, yachal afilu yoshev uvatel. So we're learning about the science of hishtadlus. A person might think, even if the person sits idly and the decree will be fulfilled, meaning that I'll have that enough livelihood and income, and I'll have a job, and I'll have positive relationships, and I'll have health, even if I sit and don't exert and try at all, don't put forth any effort. A person might think that it's not necessary to do anything for it. No, that's not true. You have to do something. Talmud Lomar. So the Pasuk says, "B'chol mishlach yadcha asher taaseh." It's a sifri, it's a medrash. And all the sending of your hand, which you will do. So of course we have to do. Certainly we have to try. Certainly we have to put forth effort and energy. Ach, declares the Mesilas Yesharim. However, lo shahayishtadlus hu hamoil. It is not though that effort and that investment of energy and ingenuity and research and wisdom is what accomplishes. No, that is not the accomplishing factor. Ela shahayishtadlus mukhrach. Rather, it's that this effort is necessary. It's compulsory. But it is not the factor. It is not what makes it work. It's something we have to do. Once we do it, then Hashem says, oh, you fulfilled the kanas, that penalty on mankind, which means that you have to work. And you have to put forth effort. Okay, so now I will give you what you need. V'kevan sheishtadel, and once a person endeavored, once a person did try, once a person attempted, hare yotza yedei chovaso. Listen to this beautiful terminology. Behold, the person has gone out, has fulfilled his obligation. He's yotze. That's the lashon that he uses. So to go and work is to be yotze, is to fulfill the obligation to do it, but it doesn't mean that is what gains us. It does not land me that paycheck. It's a Ribbono Shel Olam sends it to me, but says a prerequisite for it, compulsory checkpoint, toll booth, is to put forth your effort. Once the person does try, goes to work, tries to get a good education, whatever is necessary, then there's a place for the Birchas Shamayim, for the blessing of Hashem, Shetishre, that bracha, that bounty, that generosity will rest upon him. Ve'enot tzorich levalos yomav, And therefore, a person does not need to occupy. Lavalos means to wear out. Luye means something you wear out. A person does not need to wear out, to use to the fullest extent every second of the day the charitzus, the ishtadlus, with industriousness, with diligence and efforts. We're not supposed to be obsessed with working more and more and more, more jobs, more trips, more business investments, more. Eino tzarech, the Mesillas Yesharim says. How much effort we have to put forth, we're going to get to that soon. But there are two psukim the Mesillas Yesharim quotes to prove this point. Hu ma'asha amar David HaMelech olav ha-shalom. This is what David HaMelech says, Tehillim Perek Ayin Hey. And I have it open with Tehillim, Perek Ayin Hey. It's Pasuk Zion. So we're going to explore that independently afterward in Mitzvah Hashem. Ki lo mimotza, because not from where the sun comes out, meaning the east. What he's going to say is that promotion, success, and elevation doesn't come from this direction or that direction. It doesn't just come. It doesn't result from something natural, nor from just mahishtadlus. Lo mi motza o mi marav. Not from the east where the sun comes out, not from the west where the sun sets. Lo mi midbar, not from some wilderness, from some random remote source. Harim is promotion. Harim is like the lashon of laharim, the mefarshim say. Meaning, I shouldn't think that if I get promotion or I meet with success in my job or my relationships, or my health, I shouldn't think, oh yeah, oh, I've heard this expression, knock on wood. It's so irritating. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The effort was required. The bracha came from Hashem because I fulfilled the requirement of putting forth the effort. Ki Elokim Shofet. Hashem, the Almighty God, is the judge. He's the one who decides who will be promoted and who sees the opposite fate. We'll see this later in the pasuk. What about in Mishlei? There's a pasuk in Mishlei that the Ramchal brings. Ushlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Omar Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei, Perichof Gimel, I also have it open to Mishlei, and either today or next week, Yemir Hashem, most likely we're going to explore those psukim carefully. But he said, Al Tigala HaShir, don't exert yourself, don't overdo it to become wealthy. Mibinoscha Chadol, hold back from your own intuition. When you think, oh, I'm going to rely on my intuition, my wisdom, my insight, don't rely on that. Yes, you should activate and employ that. But that is not what gets you the success. Ella, says the Mesillas Yesharim. So what is the proper course of action and the proper approach to life? Haderach HaAmiti, the true path. Hu'udarkam shalach chasidim harishonim is the manner of the early pious ones, the chasidim, the ones so close to Hashem. Osim Torah san ikar. They make their Torah is the mainstay. That is the centrality of their lives. It's Torah. Malach ton tefela. Their work, whatever they do to earn a living, supposed to be secondary. It's subordinate. That is not the main focus. It might be that there are more hours in their office than they're learning per day. Maybe they're doing more to try to get a parnasa time-wise than when they're just sitting and learning Torah and doing mitzvot and doing chesed. But that doesn't mean that that hishtadlus is the main part of their lives. It is not. Zev is any sky and the adam. Both will endure. Both their Torah and also their efforts to get livelihood and have an income. Again, the Mesillas Yesharim uses the language of brevity when it comes to work. Once a person did some work, misham vahala, from there and on, ein lo elalif toach bekono. Once I did my hishtadlus, I will not be obsessed. I will not be distracted, preoccupied with more and more hishtadlus. No, I did my hishtadlus. All I can do now is put it up to Hashem. The next six words are some of my favorites in the whole Sefer. Lo lehitzta'er, and not to be anguished, not to be full of sorrow, al shum davar olami, on any worldly matter. So right now I'm going to stop and say, is there anything that has to do with Olam Hazeh, anything that has to do with money, with relationships, with health, that is causing me anguish? It's causing me grief. The Maseiros Yesharim advises us, lo yit ta'er, al shum davar olami. One should not be pained on any worldly thing, because if it's true that it's causing me some kind of emotional anguish, maybe it's too much for me to handle and to solve. Well, you know what that means? That means that we have to cast it on Hashem, and Hashem will take care of it. So why should I be pained about anything? All I need to do is say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I admit it, it's too much for me. Ribbono Shel Olam, can you please take care of it for me? Os tishoyer dato penuya. When a person embraces this attitude and achieves this proper balance between ishtadlus and bitachon, then the person's mind will remain free, freeing up space. Remember, they say your device is slowing down because the storage space is limited and you're reaching capacity. It's almost overloaded. What better time is there in history with today's technology to illustrate what the Maseiros Yesharim is saying? That's what happens to our brains and our emotions. They get full of worry and anxiety and paranoia. And therefore, our mental and emotional device, it begins to slow down. It doesn't function as well. Why? Because we're worried and distracted. So we have this means. If we go ahead and look through the prism of Torah and Moser and Yiras Shemaim, we're able to clear up space. All of those thoughts of anxiety, I will cast them on Hashem. The libo muchan, and then the person's heart will be prepared. Because datu penuya means free, like the space is freed up. Now I can actually turn my heart the right way because it's not focusing on things that are making me anxious. Libo muchan, his heart will be prepared. Lachasidus ha'amiti, for true piety, going beyond the letter of the law even. Labora tamima, and for whole perfect service of Hashem. Well, we have to deal with a little bit of an issue here, though. And the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chevron Yeshiva for 40 years or so was Rabbi Cheskel Sarna, Zatzal, and he wrote a pirush, a commentary on the Maseiros Yesharim. And he explores, briefly, how much hishtadlus. Is there a measure, is there a gauge to know that I am being mishtadel, I am putting forth efforts properly, and I'm not overdoing it, or I'm not falling short, because we have to put forth enough effort. So I will read you some of it in the original text. I have the text in front of me. Some of it I'll just tell you the English for it, but you have to hear his beautiful terminology. Tzoruch iyun. It needs to be looked into. Kama hu hashiur. How much is the amount of work and hishtadlus a person should do? Because the Maseiros Yesharim said, kitzas malacha, some work toward relationships, shiduchim, whatever we're trying to go through and we're trying to fulfill our tachlis in life. When it comes to a job, for example, how much is the amount? Barei haknas nilman mikra. The penalty that we called it before, the fine or the tax, is learned out from a pasuk. Bezeas apecha toch halechem kidol le'el. It says, like we learned above, that you're supposed to eat food and earn a livelihood through the sweat of your brow. He's presenting a problem here. I thought it said to Adam, Hashem told Adam Arishtom, you're going to need to break a sweat. You're going to work really hard to make a living. Comes along the Maseiros Yesharim and says, oh, eizeh hishtadlus. Well, some amount of effort. Ketzas malacha, a little bit of work. How can that be reconciled with the pasuk in the Torah, which says you have to sweat over it, you have to labor over it? That seems to be a contradiction, says Rabbi Cheskel Sarna. What is the Maseiros Yesharim trying to tell us? He seems to be downgrading the necessity for hishtadlus, for work. Venira, and it appears there are two types of hishtadlus. Shebimalacha vadai, when there's a work, when there's a task, when there's a job, that definitely needs to be done. Shehu mechuyov lasos, ko hamalachos hamuchrachos. In that case, you cannot avoid certain things you're going to have to do. There are tasks involved with certain projects, and the hishtadlus has to be fulfilled. It has to be completed, every detail of it. kamo Esther Hamalachos, the Pas, really the 11 Malachos in the Lamed Tes Malachos. Everybody knows it's called Sidur, the Pas. This is the example he uses. In the process of agriculture, you need to plow. You have to plow a furrow or a ditch big enough to put all your seeds in there. And then you have to plant enough seeds in there. Then when it comes time for harvesting, you have to harvest sufficiently. You can't say, oh, I'll just harvest two stalks and the Ribbono Shel Olam will harvest the rest for me. No, that is not how we're supposed to look at it. Ein Somchin Al Hanes. That's not the proper proportion and the balance of Hishtadlus and Bitachon. It's okay and actually necessary to do the whole task. So if it's one of those, for example, he uses those 11 tasks that are necessary to ultimately create a loaf of bread or the ingredients for the dyes that were used to make the Mishkan. As we know, there's a Gemara, there's a Machlokes between the two Gemaras, Bavli and Yerushalmi, about the first 11 Malachos of Shabbos, whether you're making bread or you're creating dyes, organic substances to extract dyes, you have to go ahead and go through the process. You have to gather the bundles afterwards. There's threshing, there's selecting, there's winnowing, there's grinding. Anything like this, if it's clearly necessary to do this work, because otherwise the work won't get done, then we need to do that. And that is the definition of sweat of the brow. To do what clearly needs to be accomplished, every detail, that is what Hashem told Adam. So then what is the Maseiros Yesharim talking about? And this is the beginning of our conclusion for today. Food for thought. There's a different area of Ishtadlus. In that area, only a little bit is necessary. When it comes to other types of efforts, this happens all the time. A person is not sure about the benefit of this effort and this investment of time and energy. Do I need to do this? Is this really imperative? Ella Shebachari Tuso, that with this person's industriousness and diligence, Mamsi Kol Mine Hishtadlus, the person goes ahead and creates more possibilities, more efforts that might not be necessary. We need Das Torah. We need, obviously, through the prism of Torah to understand where the line is drawn. But it's Kedei Lahasig Es Hadavar Shumabakesh, in order to attain the thing that he's seeking. Alzeh Omer Rabbeinu, that's what the Maseiros Yesharim is talking about. Kevon Sheishtadel Harayotze Dechovoso. In those cases, I'm not sure. Should I not? At that point, the person's supposed to say, what I did until now, compared to what I could do more, maybe to me that looks like Ketzaf Malacha. It's just Eza Hishtadlus. I could always do more. Maybe it's not so much in the whole scheme of things, because I could always do more. Maybe. Oh, there, the Maseiros Yesharim says, stop over there. I'm not sure whether to do more. Generally, that's the place where we say, taking it from here, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take over from here. All of Lahashtich al Hashem Yahavo. There the person needs to stand his burden on Hashem. And Hashem's hand is never falling short, Milo Shia, from saving the Rabo Bima'at, with a lot or with a little. Meaning, there's a point where I have to realize, I'm not sure, maybe I could do more. At that point, we send our burden on Hashem. Like Yonason, the great tzaddik, told his weapon bearer, that whether Hashem has a lot or a little, Hashem can accomplish. It's not how much I do. It's not the volume. It's not the kamus. It's not the quantity. It's the echos, the quality of the fact that I put in some ishtadus until now. We should always ask a shaila and look through svarim and always do things through Das Torah. Hashem should help us to achieve the proper balance of ishtadus and bitachon, especially when Hashem is taking over for us with what's beyond our grasp and beyond our ability. And Hashem always will be there for us when we trust in Hashem. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful week.